Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and I mean that sincerely as always. Larry?
I would like to say it's another beautiful day to talk residential real estate, Barry.
Oh, but Larry, you've been saying that for years, and today the tide turns, and we're going to have a consumer in studio with us the whole show, and the consumer happens to be both a home seller and a home buyer at the same time. Our topic this week, and we're going to follow this consumer through the sale and purchase of their home. We're going to call it his home. The topic is, what do you do when you are both a home seller and a home buyer at the same time? Ladies and gentlemen, we have covered this topic before, but in the little bit of an academic and real sense, but now it's going to be super real, personalized with our home seller and home buyer at the same time, Mr. Larry Stanley, the consumer guy.
That's right. My wife and I have decided that the time has come to downsize, and so we're selling our current house, and we're starting to look for a new one.
So we're going to be talking with Larry as the seller and as the buyer. Realize there's two people, but it's Larry is the focus, and that's to whom we'll be speaking and referring to the seller and buyer as Larry so that we can personalize it for you, our listeners. So lots of good material on how to be a home seller and a home buyer at the same time.
And Barry, this will be my 12th home that I'm purchasing and my 11th house that I'm selling.
And Sherry is with us today also, as usual. Sherry, how many states has Larry purchased a home? Each home after this is a test of listeners of this show. Oh, never mind. Some listeners tagged in the number. Yep, you could just text us the number. Text us comments at 303-713-8255. You know, no, that's the call-in number. Sorry. Text in at 303-888-3788. And caller, you are correct. Seven states. Boy, what did you write? Seven? That's it. So, thank you. And now, do we have Kathleen on yet? Yes, good. Oh, Kathleen. Now, Kathleen has not purchased in seven different states. Have you, Kathleen? So give them a call, 303-758-4040. Call her right now. Thank you, Kathleen. Have a wonderful weekend. You bet. You bet. She is wonderful, ladies and gentlemen, and we are too, and we're not afraid to say it, and we're going to help you when you are both a home seller and a home buyer at the same time. We're going to come back, and we're going to set the stage a little bit for our home seller and home buyer, who happens to be your consumer guy, Larry Stanley. We'll be right back. Okay, we are back, and we're glad you are too. I hope you're enjoying your coffee this morning, maybe tea, and we're glad that you are with Sherry, Larry, and me. This is Barry Miller of the Barry and Larry Show. Our topic all show is, what do you do when you are both a home seller and a home buyer at the same time? Sherry, let's start with you. You have 23 years experience. You've worked with buyers and sellers. You've had many that have been both at the same time. What is their response to you, or when they call you, how are they feeling when they say to you, yes, we're going to sell and we're going to buy and can you help us? But what is their feeling? From where do they start?
Well, I believe that they do start from excitement, and then they go to being nervous and scared and uncomfortable, and how are we going to make this work? That's where they go to.
Are they Are they, I don't want to do a leading question, are they, so they're scared.
Mm-hmm. They're afraid they won't have a place to live if they sell their home. Where are they going to go?
So they do get into that homeless feeling, like, yes, will I be without a home for a while? Are they brave and ready for the process?
No, not yet. Not until they've hired a competent agent who is going to walk them through the process and explain how it works and how they will not be homeless. But they have that real fear of being homeless.
Fear. So they're scared.
Yes, they are.
It sounds like they're scared.
Most of them are.
Most of them are most of the time. Let's see how our buyer and seller is. Larry, how about you all? You know, you told me yesterday that you all started on making the decision over 6 months ago. Where were you 6 months ago in that same feeling that Sherry was expressing?
It was a real concern.
Put your mic on, please.
It was a real concern of ours to think about the problems of finding a house in this highly competitive market that Colorado Springs has.
Very real concern.
And so we had to kind of work through all of that mentally and prepare ourselves for what's going to happen. And quite frankly, I'm comfortable now, and I think my wife is too, that we're going to be able to work the timing out so that we don't go homeless.
Ooh. You said one of the two or three really special words. There's really three special words for all of our listeners, for every consumer, when he, she, or they are a seller and a buyer at the same time. And you said one of them, timing. Timing.
Yes.
What was your concern 6 months ago with timing?
I was concerned that I would sell the house and not be able to find a house to move into. Mm-hmm. And because of that, we would be in the situation of being homeless.
Okay. And we've heard that for 5 or 6 years in the marketplace here. In Denver, 5 or 6 years. Colorado Springs, 3 or 4 years. That's a long time. And the consumers typically have that feeling. And we've heard the word, right, Sherry?
More now than ever.
Yeah. Will I be without a home? Will I be homeless? Yeah. And not homeless as sometimes we think it, but yeah, without a shelter. And then, of course, it is pretty tragic to think I have to make a double or triple move. You mean I'm going to be out of my home, but I don't have a home to move into. All the stuff and all of that. Did you all have that concern too?
Oh, absolutely. And there are other concerns about how do we get rid of half our stuff because we're downsizing. And it's been an interesting process that we're working through, and we'll be fine. We've kind of worked out a lot of the details, and they may not be the way other people would do it, but that's the way we're comfortable doing it.
And I hope the details are not the way other people would do it, because that's where uniqueness comes into play. Every buyer is unique in their details. Every seller is unique in their details. However, they all have common steps. They all have the same common steps of the process. So, Larry, I'm gonna start with you as the consumer guy. Do you know what you are? This is a tough question. I know we talked a little bit about this, and you have some clues. But sellers and buyers, the consumer, a single person now, Larry Stanley, has to think, what am I when I am both a home seller and a home ladder? Because
I telegraphed the answer.
The home seller and the home buyer. What are you?
Well, you are both, so you have to coordinate all your activities, so hopefully the ladders will join at the top.
So you are two ladders.
Yes.
Correct?
We're
okay
two ladders.
With that. Sherry, in your 23 years, you've seen the two ladders?
Many times.
Many times.
Many times.
Many times.
But so, you can't buy into the frenzy right now. You have to be organized and controlled.
Yes. Well, you better. Mm-hmm. And who is going to keep you organized and keep you in the proper steps that you have said you want to take? Who?
Would be your agent.
Yes. Or agents. Frankly,
it could be agents.
Oh, no,
it,
better be, because if you're moving mm-hmm. in the same area, mm-hmm. there's only 1 or 2% of all the licensed agents who are really capable of doing both very well.
Especially right now.
Anytime. I don't care mm-hmm. if it's a buyer's market. The tricks, the steps, the intricacies of buying and selling are there. No different now than ever, other than economically. That's no different than a buyer's market where there's so much inventory you don't know what to do. So there's really not any difference in the steps of the ladder. But Sherry, I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
Let's go on the buyer side of Larry.
Okay.
So Larry has a ladder. He's okay. the buyer. How many steps are on Larry's ladder?
Well, if he's already chosen an agent, he has 7.
Well, okay, they've mm-hmm. made the decision to buy. He mm-hmm. has, sorry, I'm going to
yeah.
he.
Yeah.
He has selected an agent. He told mm-hmm. us that. So there are 7 steps. Larry, you're now the seller. How many steps are you having to take as a seller to get to closing?
It's 7 steps also, Barry.
7 steps. Did you get that message, consumers? You have 2 ladders, 1 to your left, 1 to your right. And Larry, you're in the situation. At what point in time, well, let me ask you, do you want them to meet at the top?
Absolutely. That
Why?
Would be ideal, because then we would move out of one and move into the other at the same time. We wouldn't have to store anything. We wouldn't be homeless. We wouldn't be in motels and all that kind of stuff. It would be great.
So on a timing chart, the 2 letters are going to move towards each other, towards the center, and hit at the top center at the right time for you, so that there's maybe selling one day and buying that afternoon.
And that's why it is so important, Barry, that you hire the quality real estate agents that can really help you do this and get the timing down right. And quite frankly, I'm proud to say I've hired Barry and Sherry to help me through this.
Oh, well, thanks for sharing that, too. I didn't know when, if ever, you that was going to be come out, but it is true. So we have the 2 ladders. We have one of the key 3 words, timing. The other one, Larry and Sherry, is money, of course. If you don't meet at the top, in the center, at the similar time within the same day or 2 or 3, usually the money's going to be a lot different if you have to have a bridge loan. And think of the term that's been with us for over 50, 60 years, a bridge loan. What it's bridging are the 2 ladders that have not met at the top. Why? Because of the 3rd word, coordination. Coordination of your 2 ladders, each step including timing and money, they're the 3 key words when you are both a seller and a buyer. Timing, money, coordination. Let's take a break from this 2-ladder life. It's tough. There's a lot of stress there. Double the stress, maybe triple the stress, because there's timing and money at each step. So let's take a little break, a little breather, and then let's come back and see where Larry is in his home seller ladder approach and his home buyer ladder approach. Where is Larry Stanley? Okay, whoa, we are back, and we have Mr. Home Seller, Mr. Home Buyer at the same time. Summarize where we are. We have gone from making the decision to be a seller, making the decision to be a buyer. Larry has made that. He has selected his agent. He has decided that Barry and Sherry as a team are really more than competent enough to help him on the seller side and the buyer side. And Larry, you're buying in the same general marketplace.
Yes, I am.
Yes. And really, we made the point that there's only 1 or 2% of the agents in your marketplace who are competent enough, trained enough to help you on both sides at the same time. And then the three key words that are a part of the process are timing, money, and coordination. So let's keep going along this track, Larry, and we're on the track of you have 7 steps to take as a home seller. You have 7 steps to take as a home buyer. Let's start with Sherry on the buyer side. Sherry, okay. what are some of the first steps that Larry is having to take?
Well, after you've chosen that agent, you need to prepare to shop, get yourself positioned. You need to get out there in the marketplace and definitely shop, shop, shop. See everything you can see. Prepare and package and position each one of your offers.
Well, that's a lot of work.
It is.
So preparing to shop, shopping, and then preparing offers. Of course, the agent is there along each of those steps. Larry, let's talk a minute about the importance of the agent in you. You're utilizing the agent in those 3 steps?
And yes, I am, Barry. And I want people to understand, I've been through this, 21 times.
Well,
yet I still want an agent to work with me because they're the pros. They know the marketplace in this area. Mm-hmm. They know the market conditions. I know that you will get me more money for my house that I'm selling, and you will negotiate the best deal possible for the house that I'm buying.
Yeah, and so you're in those steps right now.
That's right.
Yep.
Just starting into those steps.
Just starting. So, Sherry, that's 3 of the 7 steps. What are the other 4 steps?
Well, you have to present and negotiate each offer, and you must move quickly and articulately. And then once you've achieved that, you head on the road to closing. Each of the items completed in an early process and prepare to go to the closing. Get all your paperwork there. Get all your money in place. Have yourself positioned.
Lender is an important person.
The lender has. Yeah. You have to be absolutely prepared with your lender and make practical arrangements for your closing. Go to close and do it seamlessly.
Seamlessly, as long as that buyer ladder has met what?
Comes together with the seller ladder.
Ah, Larry Stanley, now we're on the seller side, the seller ladder. 7 steps, different, some of them, than the buyer, yes. What are the first 3 or so steps for you as a home seller now that you've made the decision to do both?
What is your home worth? Get your home ready for showing. Market your home.
Oh, my gosh. You also, interestingly enough, as the buyer, and it's a coincidence, but a real one, and it's true 30 years ago, 50 years ago, these are the steps. These are the savvy steps that smart sellers and smart buyers take. And interestingly, the buyer has 3 steps. And at that 3rd step, it gets tough. What's the 3rd step from there?
The third step from there was prepare, package, and position an offer.
Yeah, that's a big step.
It is a big step.
You don't do that without a good agent. Oh, some of you do. That's a big mistake. Mm-hmm. Don't make that mistake. But you and the agent. And then, Larry, the 3rd step that we just talked for you, the seller, was?
market your home.
Whoa, you better have a good what from the agent?
A good marketing
plan.
That's right, because my house is not in the most desirable price range in Colorado Springs, but it's not badly off.
Let's talk now, because we're going to stick with you for many, many weeks. And yes, we're coming up with a price range so that it would be pertinent to everyone. Larry, what is the approximate value of your home? What did you, well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What did you think your home was worth 2 or 3 months ago?
I would have said probably in the mid fives, low fives to mid fives.
You asked Sherry and me to do a market analysis. We did it separately of each other. What did it come in at?
Around 640.
How did that make you feel?
I was happy as a
pig
in manure. Yes, I can say that.
Okay. All right. So we're going to use those numbers that you all thought it was in the mid to high fives, maybe high fives. We found out that it's in the mid 600s. Would you settle at that price now from what you've seen from Sherry and Barry?
You know, I probably would not, Barry. I think in a bidding war position, we can get more than that.
And we have said you will get more than that.
That's right.
And the market says that you will get more. So we just are repeating what the market is demonstrating in the springs every day. So through this time, we're going to use those numbers and then give you listeners as close to reality as we can using those numbers as part of this presentation of what do you do when you are both a seller and a buyer at the same time. Larry, you got to 3 of the 7 steps. What are the final 4 steps that you take as a seller?
Well, the 4th step is review and receive each offer. Then the 5th is contract negotiations, which, by the way, is something I want to stay out of. That's why I have pros working for me.
Well said, and underline that, consumers. If you're taking notes, underline that. Only hire a top negotiator, whether you're a buyer only, whether you're a seller only, or in this instance, when you are both a seller and a buyer, you'd better have a top negotiator on your side. Good point, Larry.
And the 6th step is contract execution, and the 7th is the closing itself.
And the contract execution, both buyers and sellers, have lots of details that you and the agent work together on. And, of course, 7th step, closing. And I know you have said, hopefully at the same time, we have said it better be very, very close to the same time, same place, same chapter, so there's no additional cost to you, the seller and buyer.
One of the things you did say to me, Barry, which really had an impact on both my wife and me, is that we're able to maybe rent the house we're living in after closing for a week or so, so we can get the second closing of the house that we're moving into closed and moved into. That really was a comforting fact that I hadn't considered until you brought it up.
Nice, nice. And thanks for saying that, because, you know, we're covering the 7 steps in some overview fashion. When we come back from break, we're going to pick that up, those 7 steps, the coordination of the steps, and see how it's going for Larry. And then next week, we'll get into more details, even more details. So, Larry, keep bringing up those big points. Why? Because it is appropriate to all of our listeners. When they are a seller, just a seller, the same facts are there. It's just not 2 ladders that have to meet in the middle. It's the 1 ladder and the same 7 steps. Very important. And in this case, this is a live case, live consumer, live home seller and home buyer. Larry Stanley, we're going to come back and hear more from our seller buyer, Larry, after this break. better than all the rest. That's what we want you to be when you are both a home seller and a home buyer. Be the very best ever that you can be. Be savvy. Be smart. Stay tuned. Get these ideas. Call us anytime during the week. Look, if you're working with an agent already, we are not here to be your agent, period. But we are here to be an information resource for you. And that's why we do the show week in and week out. We've never had this much depth, this much direct reality, a breathing, excited, nervous, and ready. Not confused anymore, but 3 and 4 months ago there was confusion. By the way, Larry, did you feel overwhelmed 5 and 6 months ago?
No, Barry. I've done this enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Sherry, how about you? Because you're looking with a quizzical look, as I would. I know Larry. Mm-hmm. And so I get that. He listens and follows and tries to manage. Plus, he's been around Barry for 7, 8 years. But how about the buyers and sellers that you've worked with when they're both a seller and a buyer? Are they or are they not overwhelmed? And if not, or if so, why? And how? What do you handle when they're feeling overwhelmed?
Well, feeling overwhelmed, Barry, that resonates with me in terms of bringing emotion into a transaction. And for the consumer, this is their home. They live there. It can get emotional, but it's our job to keep everything in place. Once again, what resonates is keeping control of the transaction.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it is overwhelming. I will say unequivocally, everyone has said in the beginning, it's somewhat overwhelming.
Yeah.
That's why they go and hire a top professional.
That's right.
Think about it, professionals. If it weren't overwhelming, you wouldn't have a job.
And I'd like to say one other thing. Sure, he's bought and sold how many homes?
I bought 11 and sold 10.
And you had a comfort level because you chose us as your agent. But what about your wife? How was she feeling?
She's fine.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. So she has the confidence.
Yes.
Good. Good. I'm glad she's at that point.
And there we go with that important thing, that comfort has come to the scene. And yes, and we're following the story through with Larry as the seller so that we could stay focused with him here and bring those collective ideas. We are using some data that is not the live market data out of personal respect for Larry that we have come up with this market value of 640. That is so that we could take you through the reality of your home at any price, whatever it is, be you higher or lower price than 640. But that is the relationship that he had was, oh yeah, it might be worth 500, 560. And yes, the market says it's worth more than 640. And that's where we are. Now, Sherry and Larry, we've talked about the 7 steps of each ladder. We've talked about the objective being meeting at the top in the center so that time and money meet at the top and there doesn't have to be homelessness or time without shelter. And all of that is dependent upon negotiations of strangers whom we haven't met yet. Because as a seller, you need a buyer. As a buyer, you need a seller. There's going to be other agents involved, other lenders, situations, etc., come up in their life that could affect your life, Larry. So you are ready. You are shopping for the home now. You're looking?
We've just started. We're just in the early stage of looking. We've been trying to get the house ready for sale first.
Well, that's what we always said. Declutter. Start getting things ready.
That's his, one of his big words. That's one of your boyfriends. One of the points that Sherry and Larry just made, whether you all realize it or not, we're going to help you see when you're on step one or two as a seller, Larry, what steps typically should you be on when you're a buyer?
I would think one or two.
Yeah, in the vicinity. Yeah. Yes, because we're always asked by consumers through the years, well, should I buy the home first or should I sell my home first? And we always say, coordinate the two. Coordinate the two. So look, Larry has all that experience. Sherry, he's purchased 11 homes. This will be his 12th, and he has the experience. He could get two or three steps away from each other. On the seller side, he could have some things farther along.
Yes, I think he could.
But most sellers stay with and should stay within one or two steps of each side of the ladder. That's what helps the proper coordination.
The balance and the coordination.
The balance is important because that's what moves. As one moves, the other better be ready to move and then move somewhat accordingly, or it's going to be out of kilter. Time and money is not going to be good for Larry, and we want Larry to be good each step of the way. So, Sherry, I'm going to ask you in a summary fashion of what we've covered today, the overview, and that's right where Larry is, okay? 3 weeks ago, we had no idea we would be doing this show.
No, I'm excited about the fact that we chose this to do.
But we didn't choose it. They're in this boat, therefore we had to
do it.
But we didn't know if it ever would happen, and nor was that a priority, because agents don't put pressure on consumers.
No, not a good agent. Your top agent.
Not their clients.
Yeah.
Larry?
And I can tell you I've had agents that did put pressure on me, and they wouldn't last long in today's environment.
Not with you, would they?
I don't get that from you. I don't get that you could be pushed around by anybody, Larry.
Well, I will push back, yes. Let's put it that way.
Well, you're supposed to be a team.
Yeah.
You and your agent are supposed to be a team and strategically put this together so that the top of that those two ladders meet.
And I have confidence we will succeed at doing that.
Well,
we're within a week or two. And, you know, a week or two doesn't mean anything to me.
But it's time to shop.
Well, and you said one of the big items that brought so much relaxation to you and confidence was the fact that you now know that you have X amount of time in this marketplace. We said pretty simply up to 30 days, and with not too much difficulty up to 60 days of occupancy of your current primary residence before you had to move out. And that gives you a easy 30-day window at the top.
That makes a huge difference in our attitude.
And knowing you have the latitude with your attitude to be able to make strategic arrangements, practical arrangements if necessary.
And in the state of Colorado, the state government has developed a form called the
Post-Closing Agreement Occupancy. Post-occupancy closing agreement.
It's
a lot of words to put together.
It's a one-word item. It's a lease.
It is a lease.
It's a lease. And yes, the official name is post-closing occupancy agreement.
Thank you.
And it's allowed to be 60 days. And the rationale for the 60 days is lenders allow sellers to live in their home 60 days.
Up to 60 days.
Up to 60 days. Or buyers, really. It's more on the buyer side. The buyer has 60 days in which they are to move into the house that the loan was made as the buyer's primary residence. So the 60 days is more on the buyer's side, but it's from the lending world. And that's the coordination, again, in an organizational society way of looking at this. That's where that comes from. But only good agents really know how to use that form and how to put it together in the right way, because the right seller agent, Larry, for you is going to see that anyone making an offer is aware there may be a seller need for a post-occupancy. The communications is what makes the negotiations work so well when you are a seller and a buyer and you want not only a top coordinator, but when someone in this business of a seller and buyer at the same time is a top coordinator, rest assured they're a top communicator. They go hand in hand.
They do.
And that's how that works. So, Sherry, some summary thoughts that you have on how we covered this today for our listeners. Any other tips, any other highlights, any other items you'd want our listeners to pick up from today's, you know, start to finish, the seven steps, two ladders, that's 14 steps, but seven each coming together. Anything you'd like our listeners to hear?
Well, I'd like to have them understand that it is time to move and be comfortable with it once you've hired your agent. You've got these practical arrangements in place. The strategy is in place. Mm-hmm. Allow your emotions to settle. And if you're going to have emotion, be excited. This is a journey.
Have you ever had a buyer and a seller at the same time that didn't have emotions?
No.
It's an emotional
move.
Even
if you're an investor, they get emotional.
Even if it's not highly emotional, mm-hmm. it is deeply emotional. Larry, comments on that.
Oh, it absolutely is. You're selling a home. We've lived in it 19 years. And it was a difficult decision to make to downsize. And now we have to find a house that we're comfortable with in a market where there are not a lot of houses to look at. It's just you got to be ready for it.
And you have to be ready, ladies and gentlemen, to interview agents when you are in an emotional situation.
Absolutely.
And that's when you can be taken advantage of very easily. So be careful of interviewing agents. See if you can pick a time and a place. It does not have to be at your home. It does not have to be in your home. You shouldn't meet with agents there first. They love to get you there because it's more emotional for you.
That's
and
when you telegraph.
You are taken advantage of. We don't want you to be taken advantage of. We want you to help yourself. That's why we have the Barry and Larry show, and Sherry's with us for added eye-openers so that you can avoid the pitfalls. The biggest pitfall that I've heard expressed today is the potential of the emotions controlling
the situations,
and you're going to make bad decisions when that's the case, when you are both a seller and a buyer. Larry, you're the experienced seller and buyer in the table here at this great Mount Elbert studio. What is your summary for today?
Well, my summary is I hope that by going through this process on the radio, that other people will get more comfortable with the buying and selling of their homes. It's you can do this, and you can do it smoothly and comfortably if you hire the right real estate agent.
All of that is valid. All of that is true. The three of us want you to become more comfortable, more prepared. That's why we're here. And by the way, the marketplace, Denver, Colorado Springs, they both keep going up. Median price in the Springs, over 400,000, between 400 and 405,000. Denver just keeps going up. They're breaking walls. They're breaking that glass ceiling or whatever ceiling was there. And they're in the 530,000 range for the median price. Difference in the marketplace, 4 days of inventory in the Springs, twice as many days in Denver, 8 days, ladies and gentlemen, that's near zero. That is near zero. But Denver has the normal climbing inventory this time of the year. Colorado Springs, there's so many buyers wanting there, they can't get the inventory to climb. Sherry, Larry, and Barry say hi. Thanks for being here. Talk to you next week.